The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
And by All-Star Vacation Homes, who are offering a last-minute Orlando vacation special. The special runs from September 22nd to December 19th, and you get a fifth night free when you stay for 4 nights. To take advantage of this special, call 1-866-385-5384. And for more information, you can visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Hi, my name is Carrie Clark. We're stationed in Germany in the beautiful Bavarian Alps, and I'm happy to be here at the Avengers Half Marathon Weekend and happen to be a Mickey Miler.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 228 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today and TouringPlans.com. And with me on the show, brightly bushy-tailed, back from the trip to California.
Back
from your birthday bash. Miss Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello. Michelle, happy birthday.
Hello, Miss Mike Scopa. What was that about?
I think it's,
jet lag. So it's going to be a fun show. I have some shout outs, and they are to three people who are newly minted half marathon runners. And they are Bill and Jennifer Taylor from Texas. Yep. And Jennifer Hart Leiston, who is from California, and we are so, so proud of them. They trained really hard, and they completed their first half marathons for the Avenger Half Marathon, as I'm sure a lot of other people did, but we're going to hear about why this was a particularly interesting half marathon to be your first, and we have some people here to help us.
And I want to give I also want to give a shout out to Jennifer, because I saw her cross the finish line, and it was very emotional. So,
oh, that's nice.
Good for you, Jennifer. So on the show today, we have three people who we spent some quality time with out there in California, and we want to bring back from our Wine and Dine Review show, Lee Zimmerman and Laura Gilbreth from San Diego, California. Lee and Laura, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be here. Are you guys getting tired of us yet?
Oh, I'm just getting tired of the day. It's been a long day, but I never get tired of listening to you guys.
I'd run with you guys every weekend, right. Especially in San Diego.
Why having breakfast with you guys? I never get tired of having breakfast. And from Villarica, Georgia, none other than legend in his own time, Eddie McCoy. Eddie, how are you?
I am hanging in there, doing well.
Great. Well, thank you for being on the show. Before we launch into our race review of the Avengers weekend, I need Lee and Laura to tell everybody what they did from the time we left off our last episode. They had completed the Wine and Dine. They stayed up and went to the party. And then how did you make your way back to California before you started the Avengers?
Well, so Monday event, or the Wine and Dine was Saturday night or early Sunday morning. So Monday we got on the Disney Dream cruise ship, did a 4-night Disney cruise, got off the ship Friday morning, went to the airport, flew back to San Diego that evening, came home, unpacked our bags, repacked our bags, and hopped in the car about an hour and 15 minutes later, drove up to Disneyland Friday night. And so then we were there Friday night, and that meant we had all day Saturday to hang out with some very nice friends of ours who I think you know.
Well, that's great. And the weekend was absolutely fabulous from beginning to end, and I had a lot of laughs. But one of my belly laughs was at lunch on Saturday when Lee said, I don't really think we travel very much.
So that we did do a 5K, because we did the Castaway K the key 5K. What's interesting, since it was back-to-back Castaway Key stops, they called it the first ever Castaway Key 10K because there was a lot of people who ran both of the port days we had there. The other thing was, it was amazing how many people we ran into on the ship who had done Wine and Dine. And I know there's a bunch of people planning to do it next year, so this may be coming a Run Disney thing of Run Wine and Dine, go on the cruise. And then there was, even just of that small group, it was amazing how many of them were coming back west to do Avengers. So we were not the only crazy insane ones who did this, you know, like 10-day Disney fantasy run, eat, drink, sleep, and repeat continuously.
Yeah, and I know we're not going to talk about this very much on this show, but, you know, for the challenge races where you're running at Disney World and then going on a cruise and getting a fancy medal like I am in January, ooh, they should do the same thing for Wine and Dine, right? They should do the same thing for maybe a pre-cruise and then do Avengers or do another West Coast thing. So that's for another show, though, Mike. So how are we going to start off talking about the Avengers weekend?
As always, with any Run Disney weekend, we start off with packet pickup and the expo. And I'm going to ask Eddie to start us off. Oh, wait a minute. Eddie.
Eddie has an interesting story about how he picked up his bib. Let's start with us. Well, Lee and Laura came after we did. So.
Right, so we'll go.
So we got there on Thursday morning, and we, I think after this, we both looked at each other and said, why do we ever get there when the expo starts? Because I don't know why we feel a need to do that, but we did. And actually the packet pickup went really, really fast. Getting the bibs went pretty fast. And getting the shirts went really fast. We did then get into line for merchandise. I think we made it about 30 minutes and then we said, forget it, because it was at the front of the convention hall. It was, there's tape on the floor. It was the typical back and forth zigzaggy Disney lines, probably 10 deep. And then they moved you into the expo hall, where you went to the right of the stage and went way down, way back. And then you were actually in front of the speaker area, another 10 deep. And then you were into the merchandise area.
And, so that was full?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we gave up. We gave up and we just wanted to see what was there. And Lee and Laura had asked us to get them some magnets. So we thought, let's just see. No, we actually went back later and there were magnets, but there was a lot of merchandise missing. I did want to talk before we get to everybody else about Mike's experience with his Coast to Coast, because something different happened, and I guess it started happening in the Wine and Dine.
Well, one of the interesting things was that when I went to pick up my bib, and they said, oh yes, you're Coast to Coast, and they put the wristband on me, but they did not tell me what I had to do. And just by accident, I found out that before leaving the packet pickup, I had to go over to a line, and I had to stand in front of a screen, and I had to hold up my bib, and they had to take my photo for Coast to Coast.
The Run Disney mugshot.
The Run Disney mugshot is correct. And then as we get to the half marathon race discussion, I'll tell everybody what happened after that. But I just wanted everyone who is listening, who down the road will be getting Coast to Coast somewhere, to keep in mind that Disney is experimenting with certain things to verify, validate that you are truly doing a Coast to Coast, and I just want everybody to be aware of that.
In fairness, there were two people at the exit who stopped you and told you they saw your wristband, but they didn't stop. They didn't catch everybody. We know that.
They should have told us when we picked up the bib.
Yeah, the volunteers should have been instructed to give that information to anybody picking up a Coast to Coast wristband.
Right.
So I wonder if for the challenge series and for like Goofy and Dopey and stuff like that, if they're going to do the same thing, potentially to try to make sure that it's actually the same person running all the races.
Yeah, because we had, you know, four. if you did race retreat, you had four wristbands by the time you were running the marathon for Dopey.
Well, you know, Lee, what you said just made me think. Are you saying, in lieu of the bands, instead of doing that, you would just have your photo taken?
Well, no, because they made you wear a band and they wanted to make sure you were the right person, since the whole point was to make sure that it was the same person who, you know, had the band and actually ran the race. You could apply yeah. that same logic to a weekend challenge, you know, with a 10K and a half or to Goofy or Dopey. So I'm just wondering if we're going to see this same process for any time that you're kind of doing more than one race and they want to make sure it's the same people.
Yeah, I still think
Lee, I can
wristband just so to prove that you actually finished.
I can already answer the question. They are. They're going that way. That's already been announced for Marathon Weekend on the Goofy and the Dopey Challenge.
Do you think there has been some not so above board behavior by some of the runners that has caused this?
Maybe, but could it be more than a few hundred?
Don't know. It's a good question.
All right, so why don't we talk about Lee and Laura? You came in on Saturday and got your bib.
To the expo, right?
Yeah. And I wanted to be there first thing on Saturday because in the vain hope that there might actually still be some special Avengers merchandise left, because I am a big geek and love comics and things like that. And I was talked out of it both by my friend Eddie McCoy and by my wife, who said, only an idiot would go first thing in the morning. It'll be crowded. Let's go later. So we went to the parks and had fun and then went to the expo
about 11.
And the good news is, yeah, there was absolutely no lines for packet pickup and, you know, getting your shirt. And, you know, the expo was very uncrowded. Even the official merchandise area was very uncrowded.
Yeah, we just walked right in. There was no line.
Now, Eddie, you did the 5K, but you were not able to pick up your bib. And so you did what?
Yes, I didn't make it in time for the expo on Friday, but what I did, I went in hopes that the information tent would have the bibs Saturday morning, the day of the race. And as you know, Run Disney's policy is they will no longer allow friends to pick up your bib. You have to pick up your own bib. So I went to information tent, and there was a line of people doing the same thing I was, picking up their bibs, and no questions, just got in line. Even if you did not have your waiver, as long as you had your ID, they had a waiver there for you to fill out. And they could look you up, look up your name, look up your bib number. And I got my bib there. And then I later took the tab from my bib to go pick up my shirt at the expo later that morning.
So I'm sure it's not something that you would have preferred to do, you know, if you didn't have to do it. But if you need to, you can.
Right. Yes, they don't guarantee it, but I had no issues doing it. Right. So I can't promise you it'll be available like that, but I had no issues doing that.
All right.
So let's talk about the 5K. Lee and Laura.
Hold on real quick. My good friend Lee, since he did not get shirts, I just want to let everybody know, if you're listening to this podcast now, Run Disney tweeted out, similar as they did Dopey, they're going to have more merchandise available online. They're reprinting two of the shirts that were sold out when Lee and I were there. It was not there. I'd heard the merchandise actually sold out in 4 hours on Friday. So they have two shirts I didn't see from the men's side, and I see one shirt they didn't have on Saturday that's now available online. Limited, Matt. It's limited availability. So.
And you know, Eddie, you can make a case for them sort of doing that a long time ago, you know?
So, Eddie, where is that available?
It's in the Disney store.
Oh, okay.
If you go to the Twitter feed of Run Disney, they tweeted it out.
Okay.
But it is available in the Disney store right now.
Cool. Okay, so the 5K was Saturday morning. There were 6,000 people running. Lots of fantastic characters. I know, Eddie, that you were running with your sister, which is kind of fun. And I have to say that I had a pretty embarrassing moment during the 5K. It was very, very sweet, but a little embarrassing, where I don't know if you put him up to it, Mike, but race announcer Rudy Novotny said happy birthday to me and then proceeded to tell everybody how old I was. So it was very nice, but also pretty embarrassing.
But how many
too.
People get to have...
It was cool. It was neat. But Eddie, what did you think about the 5K?
I like the course. And I like the race. I always like the race. The Disney 5Ks, the Disneyland 5Ks are just so much better than the Disney World, simply because you go through two parks and through downtown Disney. So you pretty much spend the whole time on Disney property. So the course I liked. Here's the problem with the 5K. It was Avengers. It was the first time that these superheroes had been on the course, and first time a lot of people have been able to see these superheroes. Granted, Disneyland had some of them, in, you know, that you do character greets, but if you come from the East Coast, the odds of you seeing them are very rare. So we got in line for the first superhero we came to, which was, as we entered the park through Cars Land, we came up to Black Widow. And the line was insane. And we got in line. I got in line. I just said, you know what? We're going to try to hit all of them. We waited 20 minutes. I've never seen – the closest thing I can say that I've seen to a line this long would have been Dopey in the 5K and the 10K during Dopey weekend. But this was the most insane line I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, it got so long that they actually did a back and forth queue, and we were four deep. Back
now,
and forth.
Eddie, I agree with you. I ran by that one or walked by that one, but I thought the Thor line was even longer than that.
It may have been. I guess my point is, we got in line with Black Widow, and after spending 20 minutes, there's no way that we were going to be able to do all the characters.
Right.
And just so you know how they had it laid out, they had Black Widow was the first one you came to. I believe Hawkeye was the second one.
Yep.
Then Thor, then Captain America. Now, in between those, you had the Mad Hatter and Alice, and you had, which I on Main Street in Disneyland when we entered, the most disappointing thing for me of all both these races, and we'll talk about the half, was you had Mickey and Minnie in just their normal outfits.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people say they were disappointed at that.
They couldn't put superhero outfits together. I just find that hard to believe.
I think Lara even said, not even running Mickey and Minnie.
No
running, just their normal. I mean, there was no reason to stop and get a picture with them, just in my mind.
As all of us have done these races for the past several years, and it just seems to be the theme that these lines are just getting longer and longer and longer. You used to be able to jump in 5 minutes, get lots and lots of pictures. And, when you have 6,000 people running, you have to have more than a few characters out there. I think you're right. It should have been themed, because that's why a lot of people did this specific race, because they wanted to see Avengers characters.
And the most disappointing thing is, I said we did Black Widow, which was the longest line we waited in, and I said, you know what? Let's skip everything else. Me and my sister wanted to get Captain America, so we said we'll keep going until we got to him. And when we got to him, we didn't hardly stop anywhere else after this line. And when we got to Captain America, they shut the line down. I have never in a Disney race seen a line shut down.
Yeah, I noticed that. There was a mom behind me actually who was really angry at the cast members, saying, because her boys wanted to get in line, and they said the line has stopped, and she was really, really upset. But go ahead, Eddie.
No, I'm just saying, I think they just underestimated the popularity of these characters and what kind of line they were going to draw. And I don't know how you correct it other than putting them in multiple spots, you know, having them each in both parks. And they're not going to do that, but they need more to break it up than what they have. That's not enough characters to break up the lines and keep people moving, and at least give them a little bit more option, because, you know, we ended up getting one character picture. And that was it. You know, there wasn't very much option for anything else other than waiting in a long line and have the, you know, be completely almost at the very end of it.
So, Eddie, let's explain to everybody what you meant by them stopping the line. Did they say no more in line, and they just said this is the last person who will get their picture taken with Captain America? Is that how they did it?
I got up to the line, and they were not allowing anybody else in the line. They closed down the line.
Yeah, I heard them say that we're stopping this line. You know, like they do when characters go on breaks. So, Lara, I want to just ask you, because I know that, you know, running and taking pictures with characters, you and Lee have been doing this for years and years. If we turn the clock back to 5 years ago, what do you think the typical wait was for characters? And do you have any idea why it's so much more now?
Well, the reason is so much more now, cell phone cameras. That's the reason. when I first started taking pictures, which back in 2005, 2006. And at that point, I carried a small camera. Most people didn't have cameras that small. So we could run up and 30 seconds later, our picture's taken and we're on our way. I would say by 2010, 2011, that was certainly no longer the case, because a lot more people either had small cameras or they were starting to have smartphones with cameras in them. So that's been the big difference, has been the smartphones with cameras.
That's interesting.
Because you have the official race photographers taking pictures at all the character stops, and one or sometimes two or three people getting their personal phone. So, I mean, I think just all the pictures take longer, too.
Yeah, that's right, Lee. So you have actually at least two pictures being taken for everybody. So I don't know what the solution is. I mean, I guess it needs to be more characters.
More characters.
But I will say, you know, to end our talk of the 5K on a positive note, for me, running and seeing the Ferris wheel and running through Cars Land, honestly, pretty much makes the whole trip to California worth it. It takes my breath away every time we do that. I love it, absolutely love it. So, and running through Disneyland is still such a treat for me, as it is for Disney World too. But I'm not somebody who does stop for a lot of the characters. I like to see people interacting with them, and but I do, I see the frustration on people's faces. And Eddie, I know that you usually stop for a lot too, and to be running with your sister and only stopping for one, that's really, it's too bad.
Well, I had a blast. I wouldn't trade it anything. Running with my sister in Disneyland was awesome. There was one thing that I kept telling her about that didn't happen. It's the first week the time I've ever run in Disneyland. They didn't have the World of Color fountains just going at all. So
yeah, you're right, for the 5K.
Yep.
They didn't either. Okay.
So it was great. I mean, it was a great race. It's an inaugural race. They'll learn. They always do. And I actually hope they learn some of these lessons from this race and apply it to Star Wars, because that's going to be a whole other issue.
One could only hope. I think that they're constantly learning what works well and what everyone wants from a 5K. And I think that one of the things we obviously have noticed is that they're pretty lax with the minimum pace. And if they were not going to be lax, then why have all those characters out there? Because you want to encourage the runners to have a great experience. And, you know, when I hear the thing about the Captain America line, it's obvious that they want people out of the park as soon as possible so that they can get it ready for the guests. So that concludes part one of our review of the Avengers Race Weekend with Laura Gilbreth, Lee Zimmerman, and Eddie McCoy. Join us in part two, where we talk about the inaugural Avengers Half Marathon.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
And by All-Star Vacation Homes, who are offering a last-minute Orlando vacation special. The special runs from September 22nd to December 19th, and you get a fifth night free when you stay for four nights. That's right. To take advantage of this special, call 1-866-385-5384. And for more information, you can visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.